Talking with Josh Bichong, of course, our state canola specialist. Josh, we are just right on the cusp of really getting rolling on the harvest. Tell me what you're talking to and hearing from your folks.
Well, thanks for having me, Ron. Harvest is in full swing as far as starting to swath. We have guys in the southern part of the state, northern Texas, already started to swath, and we're starting to see a bunch of color change very rapidly with these warm, windy days we've been having. So we need to get the guys out there and start checking their fields a little bit more often. Starting to see a little bit more color change in north central Oklahoma. We have a field just southeast of O'Keene that's already ready to swath in the next day or two. We got some fields over by Piedmont that's getting ready to swath. So usually we have a pretty good window of starting to harvest in the southern part of the state and work our way north just like wheat typically goes. But unfortunately this year a lot of variables are impacting the maturity of the crop, from planting date to varieties, of course, different maturities on varieties. But just a lot of it's going back to how much moisture they had and when they got it is one that's coming off. So just because some guys north of you or south of you are not ready or ready to cut doesn't mean you are. So get out and scout your fields regularly. Make sure you got the color change if you're wanting to swath. And if you're wanting to look at different options such as pushing, you can usually push a little bit sooner than swathing. If you're wanting a direct harvest, hopefully you have a nice even stand across the field, so mature evenly. This year we have seen the crop starting to terminate quite well. Not a lot of regrowth. It's pretty much defoliated, pretty much lost most all of its leaves. So that's very good, so we won't have a bunch of green pods start to regrow, so or more leaves and put on more pods. So it's kind of terminating on its own like it should. So we're just waiting on it. And if they are desiccating and they have some unevenness across their field, at least in maturity-wise, there is another option using a desiccant. Not all straight-cut fields need a desiccant, but if you do have some unevenness and you want to try to get that crop off in a more timely manner, using a desiccant will help you finish that crop off and get it off a little bit quicker than waiting on the whole field to ripen. Some other fields we've seen that are few fields, real thin stands, ate up in weeds. That desiccant will also help with that too. So,
you know, as you've talked to guys, it seems like we're almost thinking or starting to see swathing as maybe the preferred harvest options. Is that the case, you think?
Yes, Ron. Unfortunately, as we get closer to harvest here in Oklahoma, we do have a bunch of thunderstorms pop up out of nowhere. So it's all about risk management. The crop does do well, and is most economical fashion would be direct harvest. Obviously less passes across the field is going to be cheaper. Unfortunately, once the crop is ready to go, it is very prone to shatter. So that's where our risk comes in. It won't shatter on its own, but if we do have some high winds come in or some hail or anything like that, we do see a severe loss from shatter loss. So it's just kind of a risk management. Over the years we've seen swathing help that tremendously. We're able to get it swathed and get it picked up in a very timely fashion. So they're able to get their harvest done, and then they're worried about their wheat. Typically, we can swath canola and pick it up before the wheat's ready. Not always the case, and it's not going to be like that all over the state this year, but typically we can get that crop as soon as the faster we can get it harvested, the better off we are and the lower risk we have. So if we don't have any storms, the best option is direct harvesting, but over the past 9-10 years, year in and year out, swathing is usually the best option.
Stands, are they pretty thick? You anticipating some good yields out of these stands?
I've seen kind of a mixed bag as far as stands go. Since we had a very mild winter, we had a bunch continue to emerge throughout the fall. I've seen some canolas keep coming up from November and December. So some fields are almost got too high of a population, and we have very skinny stems, and we've seen some of that start to lodge when we got these windstorms. Some fields that had a kind of a thin stand, we've had, for the most part, plenty amount of moisture this spring, and it's really been able to take advantage and fill in those. Some marginal stands we had this winter are looking very great right now. And like I said, some might be overpopulated, and some are filling in just fine.
Josh Bichong, who, of course, is the state canola specialist with Oklahoma State University Extension, talking to us about harvest getting underway across the state as canola producers starting to swath many of their fields. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.